Beginning in early 2008, Jobs' eating disorders got worse. On some nights, he would stare at the floor and ignore all of the dishes set out on the long kitchen table. When others were halfway through their meal, he would abruptly get up and leave, saying nothing. It was stressful for his family. They watched him lose 40 pounds during the spring of 2008. His health problems became public again in March 2008 when Fortune published a piece called "The Trouble with Steve Jobs." It revealed that he had tried to treat his cancer with diets for 9 months and also investigated his involvement in the backdating of Apple stock options. As the story was being prepared, Jobs summoned, Fortune's managing editor, Andy Serwer, to Cupertino to pressure him to spike it. He leaned into Serwer's face and asked, "So, you've uncovered the fact that I'm an asshole. Why is that news?" Jobs made the same rather self-aware argument when he called Serwer's boss at Time Inc., John Huey, from a satellite phone he brought to Hawaii's Kona Village. He offered to convene a panel of fellow CEOs and be part of a discussion about what health issues are proper to disclose, but only if Fortune killed its piece. The magazine didn't. When Jobs introduced the iPhone 3G in June 2008, he was so thin that it overshadowed the product announcement. In Esquire, Tom Junod described the withered figure on stage as being gaunt as a pirate, dressed in what had heretofore been the vestments of his invulnerability. Apple released a statement saying, untruthfully, that his weight loss was the result of a common bug. The following month, as questions persisted, the company released another statement saying that Jobs' health was a private matter.